بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: الخالة بمنزلة الأم، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين وشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected listeners, Alhamdulillah, we are now on lesson number 72 concerning wisdoms of actions. And since we have been discussing about azan, we will continue discussing and mentioning about the beautiful aspects of azan and the reasons why azan, etc., is given. Alhamdulillah, we can discuss to some details the history of azan and iqamat. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajmain migrated from Makkatul Mukarma and settled down in Madinatul Munawwara, and they began performing salat in congregation, then the need arose to decide on a special method of calling everybody once the salat drew near. This was so that everyone would be part of the congregation and no one would be deprived of the reward of performing salat in congregation. Accordingly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gathered the people for consultation with them regarding this issue. Someone said that a flag should be raised. This would serve as a sign. Once people would look at it, they would inform others. Another said that a fire should be lit in a high place. Obviously, when they see that fire, they know salat time has come. Someone else said that a horn should be used, just as the Jews used it in synagogues. Another person gave the opinion that a bell that of the Christian should be used. However, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not express his liking for any of these methods. In fact, he rejected some of these proposals on the basis of being ways of non-Muslims. And this is a very important point that we have to worry about, because we should not have any religious inclination or imitation of the enemies of Islam, the kuffar. Tashabbu fil Islam or tashabbu bil kuffar. Especially because that hadith is very clear, man tashabba bi qawmin fahuwa minhum, that whomsoever imitates a nation is from amongst them. But this is a very severe warning from none other than Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why he rejected all these raising of flag or fire, horn and bell. Because especially the horn and the bell was clearly rejected by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it imitated the way of the non-Muslim, non-believer. And there are many ahadith like that. If you go to my website, alislam.co.za, you find one article called The Reality of Unity. The Reality of Unity. Therein, I have enumerated many ahadith stating clearly that we should not imitate these enemies of Islam in our culture, civilization, methodology of behavior, personality and character, dressing and speaking. So when Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called Sahaba Ikram, here also we should learn that the methodology of consultation, when the issue at hand needed everyone to be consulted, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam consulted everyone. And when the need arose, then Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should consult 10 or 20. And when the need arose, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should only consult 2 or 3. And when the need arose, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should only consult Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. These are various methods of consultation by which Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to conclusion, because Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in Quran Kareem, وَشَاوِرُوا فِي الْعَمْرِ وَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهِ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. That consult, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has been instructed by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that consult in your affairs, so that When you make a firm decision, resolution, then place your trust in Allah. Allah verily loves those who place their trust in Him. Now at the end of this meeting, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu presented the opinion that a person should go about in the streets calling the people once the time of Salat came. The person should call using the word As-Salatul Jami'ah. Salat is going to begin. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam liked this method and chose Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu for this task. For some reason or the other, this method could not be implemented immediately. However, the worry that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had over this matter made many other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala majmayin concerned as well. Consequently, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was the first to see a dream with regards to this matter at hand. But he did not tell of this to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for some reason. This was until Hazrat Abdullah bin Rabi radiallahu ta'ala who saw a dream with regards to the azan. The moment his eyes opened at the time of tahajjud, he presented himself before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and explained his dream. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah willing, this dream is true and it is from Allah. All the Sahaba that went to the masjid at that time, as well as those who stayed near masjid, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gathered. Among them was Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who saw a similar dream 20 days earlier. Once Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu preceded him, he did not like to tell of his dream in that very same gathering. He thought to himself that Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu should not assume that I wish to snatch his virtue away. Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was ill when he saw the dream. His voice was very soft also. For this reason, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him to stand with Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu at the time of Fajr and teach him the words of Azan, so that he could call them out in a loud voice, for he had a loud voice. After this, everyone dispersed. So basically what happened? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam sahabi, Hazrat Abdullah, he saw this, Hazrat Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abd Rabi saw this dream, and he was very weak and feeble. Prior to this, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who had seen 20 days ago the same dream, that dream which will be spoken of soon. And then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam really liked it. He told Hazrat Abdullah, who was sick and ailing and weak and feeble, that you say it to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, who had a loud booming voice. So Hazrat Abdullah should say the word softly to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, who, and Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala should call it very loudly. And after that Fajr, everyone dispersed. Once the time of Fajr entered, then according to the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala who began calling out the azan. When the voice of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala who echoed in the stillness of the night and in the cover of the mountains, then an electric atmosphere came about. Can you imagine Madinatul Munawwara? Not as how we know it today. Even today, when the azans are sounded in Medina and in Mecca, it is electrifying. And it is very, very strange feeling you get. Comfortable, spiritually uplifting feeling you get when you hear the azan, especially in Madinatul Munawwara. The tranquility and the peace. And how can you imagine Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala who giving this azan? How electrifying it must have been, and how spiritually elevating it must have been. Ecstasy overcame Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He immediately came before Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dragging his cloak. He said, "By the being who has sent you the true deen, I have seen the same dream like that of Abdullah." Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "All praise be to Allah. But why did you not mention your dream when Abdullah explained his?" Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who said, "O Rasul, Messenger of Allah, Abdullah surpassed and attained the virtue. That is why I felt ashamed to explain my dream." From that day onwards, the system of azan was established. Up until today, it stands as a special sign of Islam and the Muslims. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala says that once the Muslims came to Medina after Hijrat, they used to gather by assumption. No one used to call for salah. The Muslims therefore consulted concerning this. Someone said, "A bell like that of the Christians should be made." Another person said that something like the horn of the Jews should be made. Finally, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, "Why cannot a person be sent to call everyone?" Upon this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O Bilal, be ready and call for salat." Abu Umair, the son of Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, who narrates that from one of his paternal uncles, who was an Ansari, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was concerned over how should the people be gathered for salat and what method should be adopted, then some people said that a flag should be raised high. Once people see it, they will inform everyone else. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not like this opinion. The narrator explains that mention of the horn of the Jews was also made before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "That belongs to the Jews and it is their way." He therefore did not like this method. Then the bell, and according to some, drum, well, the mention of the bell or the drum was made. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, That is the way of the Christians, and it belongs to them. The gathering ended upon this, and everyone dispersed. Hazrat Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabi also went away. However, the great concern of Rasulullah also made him very worried. After a few days, Abdullah saw the dream about Azan. Early that morning, he came to Rasulullah and explained, "O Rasul of Allah, in a state of being half asleep, somebody came to me and mentioned the Azan." The narrator says that Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu also saw a similar dream before him, before Hazrat Abdullah bin Zayd. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, however, kept silent about it for about 20 days. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then told Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Umar, "Why did you not tell me before?" Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Because Abdullah surpassed me. That is why I felt ashamed." Now, Muhammad, the son of Abdullah bin Zayd, said that my father explained to me the following. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the order that a bell should be made so that by means of it the call to Salat can be made, then a person who had a bell came in front of me in a dream. I asked him, "O servant of Allah, are you selling this bell?" He said, "What will you do with it?" I said, "We will sound it in order to gather people for Salah." He said, "Shall I not show you something better than the bell for this person, for this purpose?" I said, "Definitely tell me." He said, "You should say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah. Hayya 'ala as-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah." Hazrat Abdullah says that this person moved away from me after teaching me the words of Azan. After a little while, he said, "When you commence the Salat, then say the Iqamah." Hazrat Abdullah says, "The moment morning arrived, I presented myself before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told him all that I saw in the dream. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'Allah willing, this dream is true.' He ordered me to stand with Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu and teach him the words that you heard in the dream, and he should say these words aloud. This is because his voice is louder than yours." I subsequently stood with Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu and taught him the words while he called out the Azan. Hazrat Abdullah says that once upon hearing the Azan, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came hurriedly out of his home, dragging his cloak, and said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "By the being who has sent you the true deen, I have seen the same dream like that of Abdullah." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "All praises for Allah." Some narrations explained that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in saw dreams pertaining to Azan. However, these narrations are not established according to the Hadith scholars. Now, we can see that this was a dream from these two great Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that initiated the call for Azan. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he liked it, approved of it, and sanctioned it. And moreover, let alone Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loving it, the legitimacy and permissibility of Azan is not only proven through a dream. This is because the dream of anyone besides a Rasul or messenger does not stand as an indisputable proof. This is part and parcel of our beliefs. On my website, alislam.co.za, I have written one article that the dream, inspiration, the ilham, and the speech and the action of a pious person does not constitute Shariat. Yes, the dream of a Nabi constitutes Shariat, and that is why you will find that Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam's father, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he saw the dream, then it was regarded as part of an instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the dream of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before proclamation of Nabuwat are very clear in this nature, that whatever he saw, Sadiqin Ruya, that it should materialize after a day or so. So the dream of a Nabi is different to the dream of any other person, including Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. However, unfortunately these days, that we have made walis into Nabis and Nabis into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's position. We have taken the saints and put them on the position of the Nabis, and taken the Nabis and put them in the position of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mazallah, Allah ta'ala forgive us. Understand that every other person having dreams, and dreams also are not proof of piety or righteousness. And dreams also does not show that a person is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And dreams do not formulate Shariat or Deen or prove a point. And dreams unfortunately have become so manifest these days that people in one night dream 4 or 5 times, and they want it interpreted, and they want things to materialize from their dreams. Day and night they are sinning, but in the evening they are dreaming, and they are expecting that these dreams are bringing them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should understand the Shari position of dreams. Sometimes, inshallah, I will discuss it. The Shari position of dreams. Now, that the dream of the Sahabi was reinforced by Quranic ayat. And the Quranic ayat is very clear. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Clear-cut ayat from Surah Jum'ah, that, O Muslims, when the call of Salat al-Jum'ah is made, now when the call of Salat al-Jum'ah is made, then go towards the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, in Ma'rifah Sunnah, it is written clearly that the action of Azan is established through the order of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only through the dream of a Sahabi. The Quran then ratified the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in essence, the legitimacy of Azan is proven through the Quran. But here what happened was, first the Sahabi dreamt, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approved of it, and then Quranic ayat came to ratify it, to substantiate it, to stamp, to put the stamp of approval of it, that this is a part and part of Shariat, that this is the way of the Muslims, that this is the methodology of the Muslims, and this is not something that we should take lightly. So alhamdulillah, in this lesson we have discussed about the starting of Azan, and we have discussed that Azan is very blessed. The locality in which Azan is called out is saved from the punishment of Allah and the calamities for that day. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when the Azan is called out in any locality, then Allah saves that locality from his punishment on that day. That is why it is regarded as a shiar of Allah, as it is regarded that it is a symbol of Iman and Islam. And also we know clearly that the Azan is something that we cannot leave out, and we should all the time be focused on giving the Azan. Also we should know that the Azan was stipulated during the Medina period. Azan was not prescribed in Mecca. It was prescribed in Medina. It is established from authentic narrations that Azan was prescribed in Medina to Tayyiba after the Hijrah. However, we come to know from some weak narrations that Azan was prescribed before Hijrah in Makkah al-Mukarramah. According to research scholars, all these types of narrations are not proven. The following we get from Shami. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi writes in his commentary of Bukhari, there are some narrations from which we know, come to know, that Azan was prescribed in Makkah before the Hijrah. For example, the narration of Tabrani, in which it is stated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken on Miraj, that Allah sent revelation of Azan to him. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took him back with him and taught the Azan to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. There is another narration of Dari Qutni only, in which Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Jibreel alayhi salam gave the order of Azan to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Salat became obligatory, Bazaz and other books contain the statement of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that when Allah ta'ala intended to teach the Azan to his Rasul, that Jibreel alayhi salam came to him with a Buraq. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mounted the Buraq and said the Azan. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam took the head of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the imamat of all those in the heavens. However, the truth is that none of these narrations can be proven authentically. So alhamdulillah, and we know for a fact that Salat, the obligatory 5-time Salat, was also done in Madinatul Munawwarah, just like Hajj and Zakat and fasting. In Makkatul Mukarramah, it was the Aqaid, the beliefs of Tawheed, Risalat, Akhirat, entrenched into them. And in Salah, in Makkah after Miraj, then Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that we should make the Salat like how we should make it in Safar, in Makkatul Mukarramah. That means Fajr 2 rakats, and Zuhur 2, and Asr 2, Maghrib 3, Isha 2, and obviously concluding with Witr 3. But this was for a very short period until they went to Madinatul Munawwarah and the whole system of Salat was instituted and brought like how it is done today. The Azan also, that it was instituted in Madinatul Munawwarah, up to right now, alhamdulillah, we know of how to give the Azan, and any deviation from the Azan, then we know clearly that, alhamdulillah, that will not be regarded as correct. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability to understand the virtues and the history of Azan. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.